illness is on a rampage. Everybody you turn this way, they're dealing with something. And it ain't dealing with no sinus headaches either. I'm talking about heavy duty stuff. Yeah. But when folk come before the Lord, they don't praise him like he's able. They don't glorify like he can do it. They don't believe that he's a healer. Because if you know God like I know who he is, sometimes you have to tell yourself, you got to come out of self and give God what he deserves. He deserves all that I have to offer him. Hallelujah. And if you ain't never been through something, you just live. Can I preach real quickly to you about this? Because some of us are so lackadaisia in the things that come in the presence of God. And how many know sometimes God will rattle your fence to understand this is the reason why? It's because when you let him in, there's some awesome things can happen. The devil gonna still try, but how many know all of his tries will come to nothing? It will fail, hallelujah, because the Bible said with him, all things are possible. That means that the lame can get up and walk, the dumb can speak. If you sick, you can be healed. Strength can come back to your legs, your regulated mind, hallelujah. All things are possible. But you got to believe. You got to believe. Oh, then we got this thing about you just don't know. Well, I know this much, I know what God can do. Regardless of whatever our situation. And all of us going through things. Come on here, somebody. I bet there is not even a child in this room. I was talking to my grandbaby the other day. She said they're bullying on the playground. That's bullying. That's a big deal to a child. Amen. Don't think everything you're going through is so major and oh, glory, y'all just don't know. That child on that playground getting bullied, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So now, my brothers and sisters before the Lord, come before his presence with singing. Thanksgiving. Was just studying the other day, and the God was allowing me to show me an example. Now, I started to call Jaden and have him to use it, help me out this morning, but is anybody ever familiar with a sponge? Sponge. Whatever solution you put in that sponge, that sponge will absorb that. Am I right? And then what happened when pressure comes on that sponge, whatever in that sponge is going to do what? Come on, y'all ain't seeing that. If the people of God will be like a sponge on the word of God, then when the pressures of life come up against you, Jaden, hallelujah, and put pressure on you, guess what's going to come out? The word of God. Power going to come out of it. That weapon that's formed against you, it will not prosper because you got so much, you are so endowed and saturated in the word of God. Father, I thank you so much for this time to preach, to exalt your name, to stand in a role, Lord, that you have called through the foolishness of preaching. Lord, I pray that you would just take the entertainment out of it, the performance. But God, let it be authentic coming from heaven, a word that would touch those who desire to hear from God. And Lord, we will give your name the glory and the honor forevermore. It's in Christ Jesus we pray. And the people of God says, amen. Let the church say amen. In the book of Revelation, in the book of Revelation, there is a word that the Lord spoke to one of his churches. And Lord have mercy, this was not one of those things that is always comforting, but it's good for us to know. In the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse, you will find these readings, and I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Yes. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in him and dine with him and he with me. Say amen to God's word. Amen. Be seated if you can. I want to preach into your hearing this morning. Jesus is still knocking. Jesus is still knocking. Jesus is still standing at the framework of our lives, desiring to enter in. Well, I believe many might be saying, I have heard the knock and invited him into my life. I commend you on that. I commend you that you made a good decision. But now here is the next step. How much are you allowing him to enter in? In what capacity, in what areas of your life will you allow the Lord to come in? You might consider asking yourself, how far am I willing to let him go into areas of my life? How far will I let him go? Will you give him control over your affairs? Or you know how much can God have authority over you? How much will you give God the authority? Now, one of the things you got to know about God given us free will. He's not gonna bombard himself on us and make us do nothing. He gives us an opportunity to choose and make a choice. Where my musician go? He gone again? Lord Jesus. Pray for me. We need to make a choice whether we're going to serve God as he desires to be served and not under our own self. Because we all have our own preconceived ideas on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But we got to understand that there is a way that God has that he desires from his people. Well, this morning I want to make sure very clear that in the book of Proverbs 16 and 9, it says, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So in other words, God has a plan for each one of us, and in order for us to do God's plan, he's going to order our steps in the direction that brings glory to him, not self-satisfactory to ourselves. We've become a people that's so self-absorbed with how we want it. And this is what we're going to preach about, and we're going to find out about this church. And I discovered in my studies that the Laodicean church was considered a church that a spirit of, do it my way. I got a right to do it my way. This is how I want it done. Bless Jesus. I got a right to do it my way. But how many know when you come to the Lord, you surrender all to him? Now, you have no agenda. It's all about God. And people in church, now listen, this is something we got, as we go forward in this, you got to understand that this was not just for the sinner. This was for the church. The church of Laodicea was a church that was a lukewarm church. Now, I want you to do something for all of you who are computer savvy. You can go on Google. It has a thing in it. Not only there were a lukewarm church, but there was lukewarm Christians. Look out now. And in one station, it's talked about there was 21 identical ways you can identify whether you were a lukewarm Christian or not. And Lord have mercy, even Brother Pastor Toes got a little wrinkle. Lukewarm Christian. And what people don't understand about being lukewarm, God said he have no need of you. He just spew you out of his mouth. In other words, you make him vomit. You make him sick with lukewarm, showing up when you want to show up, not consistent in the things of God, praising God when you feel like it, and the environment is right, when the music is right. But how many know, the Bible said when you just think of his goodness and all he's done, your soul get happy. That don't mean your flesh get happy. Your soul get happy. The inner part of you get happy thinking about the goodness of your God. And we don't have to go far to see how good God is. Lukewarm, depending on somebody else to always do it, not me. Jesus, help us in this building. In this scenario, Jesus is not pleading, like I say, with the lost sinner, but he's talking about the Christian, the lazy. This is what it says, the lazy, callous, self-absorbed, full of excuses and opinions. Lukewarm. Lazy. Oh, we smart at what we want to be smart at. We smart. We got get up and go what we want to get up and go. But what about the things of God? Did God say you're lazy, callous, to have no concern? It's all about you. When I do my thing, it's over. Callous about the things of God. We can't get people of God who say they love God to cling to him and cling to the things of God as to show him an expression of how much you truly love him. Not because of your performance or what you do or what you don't do, but it's because your love for God. Yes, Lord. But we have the audacity to say, I need you to pray for me. Well, if you are in contact and have a relationship with God, how many know your prayer is just as authentic than the next man? Oh, y'all ain't following me here. I know it's tight because the word that let me know it's going to be tight. And listen, you think it's tight now, it's going to get tighter. Well, let's look closer at what Jesus is knocking. Jesus had made it known to the Laodicean church that they were lukewarm. Let's consider these points to the church as it speaks not only to them, but to us. First point, the lukewarm Laodicean church, the lukewarm church, the first thing is they have a lack for the appetite of the Word of God. How many people like French fries? Go ahead and raise your hand. Some of the old folk, they ain't raising their hand, but y'all know y'all like French fries. You know you ain't supposed to eat them, but you still like them. How many people like Kool-Aid? How many people like tea? How many people like water? Oh, yeah, listen. How many people like gin? Somebody ain't gonna lie, they telling the truth. Yeah, I like it. One drinker told me the other day, now, hey, Rev, look at him. The Bible ain't say it was wrong to drink gin. They said don't drink too much, didn't it? That was. I said the Bible did speak of moderations, but you know. Jesus turned water into wine. The church has lacking an appetite for the word. We don't want the word. But you know what the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2? It says that You shall desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Amen. When we leave here, many folk going to say, where are we going to eat? That's the first thing. Come on. Where are we going to eat today? Or have you cooked? Or what you going to cook? Because our bodies are thirst for food. But how many know our souls need to be thirst for the word? And we rarely feed. And that's why many people are malnutrition and falling by the wayside and sick because of the word of God. It's not saturated in your bodies. Hallelujah. How many know the devil can't stand up against the word of God? If that word is saturated in your spirit, how many know that word can come alive? Fight off sickness. Fight off all those infirmities that try to come up against you. I ain't got no help in here this morning because people don't understand how powerful the word is. That's right. Come in, Jay. Now, don't you do something for me real quick. Go look in my office. I'm going to show you how powerful this is. Go ahead. You didn't take your shoes off, too? I know the David, bro. But you a little young to be taking your shoes off. Look in my drawer. In the middle drawer, there's a little pill bottle in there. Bring it for me. That what we do. Now, don't bring that other stuff out of there now. Do I need to help you, Jane? What I'm saying, what we depend upon is a pill. Many of us right here in this room, we depend on a pill. Top right, Bernard, to the right draw. Help him out. I told him the middle, didn't I? I got so many pills, I got them all over the place. We don't have to come dependent upon that. Listen, I want to tell you this because not that I'm bragging about it, but I told the devil, this has got to change. I actually count up how many pills I take per year. Over 5,000. And some of y'all take more than me. 5,000 pills a year. And my body has become dependent on these pills. And some of you who hadn't been there, you putting yourself in a position to get on pills. Or you ain't helping me preach here. Now, you can avoid this by first and foremost putting something in your appetite to wall off these pills. The Word of God. And the Word of God teaches us how to treat our temple. Hallelujah, somebody. What goes into us has an impact on what we're going to become. This ain't going to be no jump and shout today, okay? We all right with that? Whether you're all right with it or not, that's what you're going to get. Number two, we talked about, first of all, a lack of the appetite of the Word of God. Now we're going to understand something. The second point is we don't seek sound doctrine. We don't want the sound truth of the Word. Watch this. A lukewarm Christian flesh wants contents that enjoyable things they love to hear, appealing and comforting them while they're in their sins. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:2, Paul told Peter, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering, teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. People just want feel good, bumps on your arm kind of messages and not having the doctrine and the true essence of what the Word of God is saying. When we won't jump and shout, but we don't have any power. That's why we overcome by these illnesses and sickness that are just invading our bodies and coming up against our own people. Where families are really just destroyed in dealing with illness all the time. When we come to the altar, we come with prayers, and you should bring prayers and supplication on behalf of those who are sick. But how many know sometimes you just need to come and say, Lord, I just want to praise you. I just want to thank you for who you are. I just want to glorify you. I ain't got no situation. I just want to thank you. I want to exalt you because you've been all that you said you are. Average person you ask in the church, they'll give you a laundry list of illness and things they're going through. If you only understand what I'm going through. Hallelujah. Scott, you hitting something in here now. I know it's hitting home. But it said, because they have itchy ears, they will heap for themselves teachers. They'll find themselves teachers. They'll jump to different places that people can give them what they want. I like the way he do it. I like the way he preach. Well, how about when Jesus preach? How about when the Holy Ghost speaks? And because the next point is going to be very crucial to why you don't seek out for yourself, because we need to have conviction in the church. When the truth come along, it ain't going to make you feel good. You ain't going to want to come back. I'm tired of hearing him fuss all the time, but he's down preaching something to help you. I don't know about you, but I remember, and I've said this before, when we were kids coming up, they used to have little bottles of Castor. They had little bottles. And a certain time of the year, you get up, and there were 5 little bottles of Castor. And guess what? There were 5 children. So one of them balls of Castor had your name on it. And guess what? Me and the rest of them, we said, don't want to take that Castor. But what we understood is what we had to finally learn to understand, it didn't taste good going down, but it did what it had to do. Oh, yes, Lord. How many know some children, they love good sweet cough syrup. It got to taste good, but it don't get the job done. But any of y'all remember about 3 sixes? Yeah. Oh, see, I got some, listen, amen's coming now. 360 didn't taste good, but hallelujah. When it get inside of it, it worked. Hallelujah. You felt better after 360. You got to take that sweet stuff three times a day. You take that 366 one time. How many know when you get word in you and get the word of God in you, convicts you and show you your wrong and show you your ways and show you yourself, not pointing at somebody else, but you got to absorb it for yourself and say, Lord, I hear your word speaking to me. We too busy pointing at other people. Yeah, look at them. Lord, I wish, what? Look at him. How about you? The absence of conviction is when folk care less about what's being preached and teach. They also sort of self-absorbed with the error of each other. But the Bible will show us our own personal errors. I know I get sized up, but you know what? I thank God for he didn't leather up my skin. He didn't leather that skin up. Now it done got tough, y'all. Listen to this. You know I like throw my little stories in every now and then. This is a life lesson for me. When I was pledging, Lord help me, I was stupidly showed up. But I was pledging. They used to paddle us when we were pledging. They used to paddle us. And when some people would come and visit us as we pledged, they would come out and they would touch you like that on your buttock. And they say, this boy ain't even got no leather. Because, see, when you get paddled enough, yeah, it tightens up back there. Yes, sir. And it feels like leather. Y'all ain't get it. See, I tell some of these people who pledge today, y'all ain't pledging. Y'all ain't going through nothing. See, when somebody touch you like that to make you feel like you got leather, you know what that means? That rump then took something. So now when they bring a little something, how many know it don't sting like it used to sting? Because they got leather on top of that now. You can't hit the bear. Y'all ain't helping me here. You ain't hitting the bear meat no more. And how many know when you tell people and they talk about it, you say, it ain't working no more. I didn't work up a spiritual leather. I can take things now. The God that I serve had already prepared me, put a shield around me, that those arrows now don't even affect me like they used. Go ahead and lie on me. Go ahead and talk about me. Go ahead and scandalize my name. Say what you want to say, but I'm all right with the Lord because I have a spiritual covering all on me. The Lord has leathered me down. Some of y'all know folk going to talk about it. I don't care how quiet you are, how peaceful you are. They're still saying something. But I'm nice to everybody. So what? Jesus was nice to everybody. Jesus did nothing but good. Look what they did to him. He spat on him, cursed him out, did him all kind of things, but he kept his eyes on the prize. He had a spiritual covering. He had leather all around him because he loved us so much. Hallelujah. And now that we got that leather, how many know we can walk in peace? Because the weapons don't come up against you like that. The weapon's not as effective on you like it used to be. Are you following me here? The Bible says in Romans 12:22, when you get conviction, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen to what it says now, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Quit trying to act like the world. You're not like the world. And you're proving that by the way you conduct yourself. Sad to see Christians just want to melt in and be like everybody else. Stand out. Amen. Tell your children to stand out. If other children are being disrespectful in the class, show your children how to be respectful. Show them that cussing, you ain't got to always learn how to cuss. There's a better word. Hallelujah, somebody. The people who use cuss words all the time, they just got a lack of using different words to express themselves. How many, anybody ever got cussed out by a person who had a lot of terms, who could articulate, people who could articulate. I mean, I'm talking about people who had terminology that you didn't know. What I believe they just cussed me out. But they articulated in such a way until it was above your understanding. Hallelujah. But now that common cuss word that everybody can use. Come on, somebody. You can't straighten people out without using profane language. Yep. Hallelujah. We need to learn that in the body of Christ. I know I'm preaching in here, whether y'all like it or not. I know, because when God gave me this good stuff, I was saying, Lord, I thank God for it, because many times people don't know how to apply just the basic fundamentals. You don't even know you're lukewarm, because you felt like you did God a favor by coming here this morning. That's how many people say, I did God a favor. Pastor ought to be saying, you ain't out to please me. You better keep your eyes on the Lord, because he's got the final stay. Y'all ain't following me. But he's knocking to tell somebody, let me in some places. That's why the topic this morning is that God is still knocking. I want you to go back to the text. I want to show you something in the text. The text said, Jesus is standing at the door. Now, if any of you understand about going to a door, you don't want to stand there long. Ain't nobody home. Let's go. But Jesus took the position to be standing there. He's still knocking. Jesus ain't bringing no bills. He's bringing deliverance. Jesus ain't bringing no sickness. He's bringing healing. He's bringing power to overcome. But he's standing, knocking. And folk just won't let him in. But now let me help you with something. It says this, it says that, if anyone hears my voice, if you hear the voice of God, knocking. There's something that he said he will do. If you hear him knocking, acknowledge that it's him knocking. He said, and I want you to open up. Listen now, open up, because watch this. This is very important. Many times in our homes, y'all know how we do. You can come in, but you ain't going in my bedroom. You can come in and sit right here. You know, you ain't got no business in the kitchen. Am I making sense? Yeah. There are places that we allow people entry, but there are certain restrictions you have coming in. Are y'all following? Stay with me. Yeah. Just a little bit long. Just stay with me. There are restrictions that we give people when they come in our home, but Jesus said this, I will come in him and dine with him. Now, this is an old biblical a tradition you got to understand. When you the biblical people back in biblical days, when they invite people in their home, they invite them to come in and you're part of any part of my house. Probably wasn't up with two rooms, but you're welcome in them too. Yes, sir. Okay? Here is what God is saying to the church. Here is what God is saying to the Laodicean, lukewarm church. He's saying now, you let me come in and sit with you on Sunday morning. But what about going into those areas of your life that no man is allowed to go into? Or help me hear somebody. What about those times when you need to be in the Word of God when you don't be in the Word? I'm getting hitting home here. Because we know more about Empire and Tyler Perry movies, and we know more about those things than we know about what God has to say. God said, what about those times when you're dealing with hardships and difficult times, when you bring hardships on other people and not bring me in there? What about those times when your children act up in school and you go out there and show off at the school? Did you pray and allow me to order your steps when you go in the schoolhouse? Did God say, even in your parenting, when you thought you had everything right, and now you and your children can't get along, you didn't allow me to show you how to be a parent. If you allow me to order your steps, things would be different. But the Bible tells us that all things work together for good. For those who what? Love the Lord and a what? And a, to his what? You got to know the purpose of God. People want to quote that thing, but you don't know the purpose of God. You got to take time. Yeah, you know a couple of verses, but you got to grow in the ways of God. We shine away from that. we shy away from learning of God. You know, I got myself together, you know. It's me. I know. I got this. But the Bible says there will come a time when every knee going to bow. Because, see, that's when I look around and people don't want to bow now to the Lord and don't want to raise their hand to the Lord. But the Bible says, don't worry about it, Scott. The time will come. Every knee. Even these little children around him, that every knee going to bow. Everybody going to be raising their hand to God. Every tongue going to have something to say about Jesus. For those people who don't like to open their mouth, you're going to say something. Now, and listen, it ain't like you don't like to open your mouth. You just don't like to open your mouth in church. Because you have a lot to say on Facebook. Oh, not Facebook. We ain't going there. We ain't going there this morning. But you got a lot to say. Hallelujah, somebody. But saying on behalf of Jesus. Full illustrations this morning. Ain't nothing coming out. Dry. Nothing. Can't get nothing. John Brown handkerchief ain't got nothing in it. What happens when I put something in? Y'all ain't hipping me here. When I put something in this thing, I'm talking about saturated. Guess what? Lion can't come out now because I ain't put lion in here. I put righteousness.
Ooh, boy, look at all that righteousness.
That's what I put in here. That's what I put in here. Even if I want to lie, I can't lie because I can't come up against the word of God. That's powerful. I can't lie. That's what's going to come. The truth's going to come out. Hallelujah. Even when I try to steal a pen off the job, something as small as a pen, I get convicted by it because what I put in me won't allow me to do what that's not.
That's all right, man. That's all right.
But let me help somebody now. Let me help you. But the more I ring this, so now what I got to do? Yesterday gone. I got new stuff to deal with today. So I need some new word. I need some new mercy. Hallelujah. Today's Sunday. I'm good today. But thank God, if I live to see Monday, I need some Monday morning word to come out on Monday morning. And guess what? When it come on the job, I got. Boy, I like that. Y'all ain't got the leg. I like it. I'm just full of myself this morning. Hallelujah. I'm just full of myself. Y'all don't know how them rock and roll people used to do all that stuff. They throw this stuff down. Like, I done done it. Hallelujah. I done done my thing. Hallelujah. I thank God for what God is doing. I done done my piece. Have you done yours this morning? Have you told God, I'm going to praise you? I'm going to worship you. I'm going to absorb myself with you. I'm so full up with God, can't nothing but God come out of me.
Oh,
Lord. I want the handkerchief back now. In other words, this morning, how much are we going to let God? Thank you. Pastor Urquhart gave me them handkerchiefs. I appreciate them. How much are you letting God take control? That's something you have to ask yourself. How much? Because the Bible already told you, we no longer belong to ourselves. We were bought with a price. The reason we do things that we do, it's not so much to satisfy ourselves, but it's to do one who has purchased me. He's purchased me all morning. I'm excited about seeing some increase in our morning devotion in Sunday school, but I ain't going to be satisfied till everybody get there, until God get everybody. He won't just overflow the room. And then when worship comes, when we come in here, we understand what we're worshiping about.
Yeah.
Your worship will be different. Your service will be different. Hallelujah. Your life will be different. Because you have done just what the text said, he said, I will come in and dine with him, and he with me. God has given us a great opportunity. Great. Yes, sir. And then, see, I went to the scripture, and I found something in Psalms 24. When it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be lifted up, you everlasting door. In other words, open up. And guess what? The King of Glory. What he'll do? He'll come in. How many realize this morning when the King of Glory comes in, mess got to go. Foolishness got to go. And people don't want, because we are so self-absorbed with our own rights to do what we want. We want to keep a little foolishness. I know none of us are perfect, not a single person. But we can't stand before God and say, Lord, I'm not perfect. And he's saying, I was there. I'm the perfect one. I can come in and get you toward where you need to be. So now the lukewarm church begin to heat up. And once upon a time where you once was cold and lukewarm, your soul has changed. Brother sang a song, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Not based upon the song, but your soul catch on fire even before you get here. Driving down the road, you just got to, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Listen, I thank you first and foremost for giving me life and giving me transportation, hallelujah. Giving me means to put fuel in this transportation. Giving me the ability to come to your house, and now that I'm here, I realize who got me here. I thank God that the King of Glory has come in. And the Bible says, who is the King? The Lord, strong and mighty. He is the King. The one who comes in you, he's strong. He can do anything but fail. He's strong and mighty. And I'm happy this morning to announce to those who don't know, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing too hard for the Lord. God can do anything but fail. I believe I got a few witnesses in here to understand that God has been too good to not give him what rightfully deserved to him. And that is all in all that I have, Lord, I give it to you. It may not seem like much to other people, but all that I have, God, you get it. I got the right to stand on my feet. I got right to clap my hands. I got right to open up my mouth because I know where my strength comes from. All my help comes from the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't forget about me this morning. He woke me up and gave me all that I need. To God be the glory. I may not be like I want to be, but I thank God that he has not changed. My God has not changed. Still knocking. Still knocking. Still molding me. Still making me better than what I used to be. Still pointing me in the direction. Still convincing me that he's still God. Before I take my seat, you can be seated if you can, if you want to. You want to stand, that's on you. That's, I thank God for you. Believers, Christians, can't be a one-night stand with God. I've watched God heal people. I've watched God do some things in the lives of people. And we got short-term memory. We forgot what God has done. The problem is we just don't have enough in us to believe that it was God. Some of us know how it is to struggle just to get here. And we ain't always at our best because we smiling. Come on, somebody. We ain't always at our best because we look kind of pretty good. You know, we got on our fix-up clothes. We ain't all at our best, but my soul is content in Jesus. Hallelujah. So now that I know what I know that is coming from him, I got to go to him and give him his due. And to all to him I owe. All to him, him I owe in Christ Jesus. If you receive that, tell God thank you. Tell God thank you.